In the last legislative session, Act 162 was passed, requiring the state of Vermont to, quote, develop a process for citizen participation in the development of budget goals, as well as general prioritization and evaluation of spending and revenue initiatives, unquote. The Vermont Workers' Center had advocated for the law to be passed. Executive Director James Haslam says they sought more transparency and greater needs assessment in the budget process.
Right now, there isn't a whole lot of knowledge in our communities about how these decisions get made, what the decisions are, what the process is, what the priorities are. Any of these questions around our state budget, what we heard from legislators was that if you really want to have a more meaningful participatory process in the development of the budget, it really had to be when the budget was being developed. And it's a starting point with these forms, making the whole process accessible.
The Public Assets Institute in Montpelier helped the Workers' Center advocate for the new law. President Paul Sillo says historically, production of the budget has been a closed-door process with few opportunities for citizen input.
We've talked for a number of years about the fact that in Vermont, the budget process has been primarily focused on revenue and then balance the budget to that revenue. We call it managing to the money. But that approach leaves the other half of the budget equation off the table, which is what are Vermonters' needs and what are the needs for expenditures in the state budget. And there's not a similar level of effort put into doing that kind of needs assessment. So one of the things that we're hoping comes forward in these conversations is a balanced conversation between the amount of revenue that the state has coming in and the needs of Vermonters.
The new law mandated that the process begin this year. Vermont Commissioner of Finance and Management Jim Reardon says suggestions may or may not be incorporated into the budget.
This is a new process. It doesn't mean going forward we won't need to tweak it based on feedback from those that participate to improve on the process. Secondly, a lot of people don't really understand the budgeting process. We see these forums as an opportunity to educate the public and to give people an opportunity to comment. However, the governor's budget is the governor's budget. That is to say, it is the governor's proposal and needs to reflect the governor's priorities. On the other hand, this does give people the opportunity to make suggestions and help set priorities, which is a good thing.
The state set two public budget forums to comply with the new law. The first was held Tuesday statewide in 8 cities via Vermont Interactive Technologies. Participants were teleconferenced with officials in Montpelier.
We didn't call this a hearing. We called it a public budget forum. The idea is to have a little bit more give and take than you would normally have in a hearing.
Following a presentation on the budget by Commissioner of Finance Jim Reardon, numerous questions and comments were made on what was in the budget and how it was crafted, and even critiques on how this initial public budget forum was presented.
Hello, Lindenville.
Hi, my name is David Martin, and with respect to the fixed budget items you're talking about. So you were saying there's very little wiggle room that the governor's kind of pushed into a corner and the legislature's even pushed in, so there's not much room. Are we in control of the money or is the money in control of us?
Nick Eckerotz from Glover. You put a chart up showing the general fund as a percentage of the total amount of revenue, and under that you had subsets with more percentages. I think that's very confusing to people. Please don't use percentages, use dollar figures.
Yes, ma'am.
My name's Heather, and I just want to say there's room for improvement, but it's pretty exciting that people are participating in the budget process.
The second public budget forum is scheduled for Monday, November 19th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.